house and also the bishops here. I just want to thank God for their life over there and the advice that they give to us. Hallelujah. Okay, my testimony, it's about how God delivered me from an attack by armed robbers. No, we came to a program like this, and as we were leaving, we didn't leave here early. When we were going, not knowing, armed robbers were following us. We were and some left, and it was left with only two of us, a lady and I. But by, I think, a week before, I was listening to Bishop's message, which he was advising us and telling us we should always put on the cross, which he encouraged us that we should do that without fearing or even feeling ashamed, because politicians and other people put on whatever they believe in. But why should we be ashamed putting on the cross? So I listened to Bishop and I put on my cross. By then I was in the choir and we closed from service and we're going home, the two of us. We're then wearing a vest. The choir, I think last 3 weeks or so, they were wearing, some of them were wearing the vest. So by then, when I was wearing the vest, this cross was hidden between the vest. So when we were going and we got to the lady's house, all of a sudden, we saw these two guys coming out of a car, and we saw them around the area. So we were thinking maybe they are looking for other people around. So I was doing my thing. She was also, we were talking whilst they were also coming. So the next moment, we saw they were on us, one with cutlass and the other one with gun. The gun was pointed at the lady, and the cutlass was pointed at me. So whilst we were afraid, and the lady was just, for me, I was so afraid that I was even telling them where my money, my phone, other things, so that they should just. But the lady, by then, God's grace, she was applying for this university. She has tried for so many times. She was not getting. So by God's grace, she got the university admission form and all those things. So when it was in her bag, so leaving it for the armed robbers, she was feeling so. No, she didn't want to let it go, because the way she had suffered, no, she didn't want to leave it. So I was just going towards the lady to tell the lady, please, leave the bag so that these people will leave us, because I'm afraid. As I approached the lady, the one with the cutlass thought I was going to fight the one with the gun. Then just used the cutlass, like slashed my chest with the cutlass as if he wanted to cut me into two. But when he threw the cutlass, it just hit like a flash of light. Just hit. Then he went back. So he was looking at me. And I was also like, I wanted to see whether I've been cut. So I was looking. And he also, he was looking at me. Then the one with the gun was asking the other, what is it? He didn't know what to say. He was shaking, because he saw what is bigger than what he believed in. And not to just to cut it short, after the thing happened, I met him and I was asking, and he said he doesn't know what I believe in, but he went for a juju, which he was told. Yeah, okay, let me say, after the incident, you know, he was so afraid, so he wanted to confess. So I told the lady she shouldn't worry, these guys will get them. So we went to Kanesu police station to report. But the moment we got there, they mentioned his name to me, that they know it's this guy. So I also asked in the area, and I was giving his number. Then I called. Then when I called him, he was so afraid that when I mentioned my name, he said, yes. So I told him that, do you remember yesterday, the operation that you went? I was the guy. So I was the guy. He was so afraid. And he told me, he begs me. He begs me, he wants to see me and give us our things so that he'll be free. Then I asked him why. Then he says, the cutlass that he's holding, he went for a juju, which they say every operation he goes, he has to cut the person with the cutlass so that the cutlass will taste blood. But this time, he always cuts people. But this time, he cuts and he couldn't cut. So he was so, he didn't know what, he has read something that is bigger than what he's believing. So I just want to thank God that now he has given his life to Christ, and I heard his preaching. Thank you.
Wow. Somebody clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. The devil had met somebody bigger than his agents. Amen. No cutlass can catch you. No gun can hit you. You will live and not die in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's welcome our sister Ando to give us her testimony very briefly. Please welcome her. Welcome her.
Bishop, our sister Ando has a very powerful testimony. Please tell us the testimony.
Hallelujah. I teach at the New Believers School. 21st of March, I was going to visit my uncle who was very sick. And when I got to the Kanda Highway, because I was a little bit far from the zebra crossing, I stood there and I stopped all the cars so that I can pass on. And then they stopped for me and they said, they flashed me to just go. As I was crossing the road, I don't know where from this car. I was just about to get to the pavement. Then this car just came, this 4x4. It just came, all I heard was boom. You know, when I heard
you said something. You said to me that when you fell, you were in a pool of blood.
Yes, when the car hit me, I fell on the ground and I didn't know whether I died or whatever, I didn't know. But when I woke up, I saw that I was in my blood.
And then what happened?
And then I was like, Jesus, I shall not die. I will live. Please help me. I will not die. I will live.
So immediately after that, what happened? You were taken somewhere.
I was taken to the hospital, and then 37 military hospital. And when the doctors came around, they looked at me, and my neck was, you know, the flesh came out of my neck. My neck was broken. And my
your
head,
whole neck was broken.
It was broken.
You also said something about your...
My pelvic bone also was fractured. You know, I couldn't
totally
move my
leg. Fractured.
Totally. And then from here to the down here, now, was what, bashed.
What it means is that you were paralyzed.
Paralyzed totally.
Okay.
So when the doctors came around, they look at me, they say, I think this one, we have to do surgery.
Surgery.
For the neck and also do POP for my pelvic bone. Mm-hmm. And then I told God that for me, I serve you. I'm in your hands. Whatever you want to do with me, do it. But I'm telling you that I'm not dying because I've not finished my job.
That's right.
So that third day, the doctors came. And when they came, they changed their mind. They said, oh, we'll not do the surgery anymore. We want you to heal naturally.
Wow. So, now, you said this happened in March.
In March. And then... Not long then we had the
Good Friday.
Good Friday
in April.
April.
That's right.
So when I was in the, they took me to the ward. I was in the ward and I asked my son, because when they asked it to happen, they stole my bag and my phone and everything. So I told my son to bring me his phone and an earphone so that I can hear Bishop's preaching.
Oh, so you are talking about the Good Friday service?
Yes. Yes.
You wanted to hear Bishop's preaching?
I want to hear Bishop preaching.
Then you said something around that time.
Yeah. Around that time, when Bishop was preaching, I was listening to the preaching. Then Bishop was praying for people who are sick or whatever. Then I said, Bishop, I'm here. Remember me. I'm
That's
in the
right.
hospital. I'm here. Remember me. Remember me. I want to get my healing. Then I said, Bishop heard.
I see Bishop heard
yes,
your
see,
call.
Yes. I
that
see,
you were here.
That was, then he said, you who is in the hospital, I pray for you right now. Receive your healing.
Ash.
Receive your healing.
Receive it.
No, receive your healing. So I say, amen.
Amen.
I am healed. I am healed.
Immediately something
then,
happened to you.
I don't know what happened to me, but after some few days, one evening, I was doing praise and worship in the ward. Most
okay.
of the time, I just sing. You know, I was singing and my colleagues they joined me in singing. And then after the praise and worship, about 45 minutes, everybody was tired. We
okay.
all went to bed. I was all sleeping. Then I heard somebody lifting this leg that could not be touched at all.
Somebody had entered the ward.
Yeah.
and was lifting this night. You couldn't lift it.
No.
How long has that been? It has been, you couldn't lift
6
it.
6 weeks.
6 weeks you could not lift
like
it.
That.
Then what happened?
And then I felt that, so I thought I was dreaming. So I woke up and I thought maybe a nurse was trying to do something, I don't know. But I saw the leg lifted up by itself.
Itself once again.
You know, then I said, what is this? So I tried to straighten it. And then it came up again 3 times.
3 times.
Then I said, hey, I have been touched by Jesus.
The healing Jesus came into the world.
He came and lifted
your leg.
So, you know, because I have problem with my spine.
Okay.
So because...
Welcome, Daddy.
Because I have problem with my spine, I couldn't sit up also. Then I said, Jesus, if it is true that you came here to touch my leg.
If it is true that the healing Jesus had come into the world.
Then let me do what I
you could not do before. So what did you start doing?
But I couldn't sit up. I don't know. I just took my knuckles and then touched the bed that I was lying.
Before then, you couldn't do that.
No, because I couldn't sit.
You could not lift this leg.
No. I couldn't do anything. If you ask my pastors here, they would tell you. My pastors, they were all there. They saw the situation. So when it happened like that, before I knew what was happening, I sat up. I sat up on the bed by myself. And I said, hey, God, thank you. I'm alive. I am healed. Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you.
The healing Jesus attached you.
Yes, and for the first time, I saw the ground. Because I was lying at one place
You've
for a long time.
You've been lying down for all 6 weeks. You could not look down.
For the first time, I saw the ground, and I tilted up my leg, and I saw other people. Yeah, you just want to thank God.
Oh, Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus.
God.
The healing Jesus. Touch there.
And love him.
In the name of Jesus.
Give him all your heart. Just serve God like crazy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Business. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Come on, clap your hands for the Lord. Serve God like crazy. Amen. Well, what a blessing to be here. And I believe that everybody is well positioned. If you don't have a chair, just stand at a place where you can see the stage clearly and carefully. Know where we are now in the service. No chatting. If your enemy is talking to you when the preaching is going on, tell him, get behind me, Satan. Have you heard? But believe that God has blessed us. How many of you are excited to be here this last night? Hallelujah. Well, we're excited today because our daddy is in the house. Amen. The prophet of God is in the house. I believe that tonight, before we enter into 2018, we are about to hear the word of the Lord by the mouth of the prophets. I believe that this night, wherever you are, whoever you are, the word of God is coming to you. Your life is never going to be the same. Lift your right hand and say, I'm ready for the word. Say, I'm ready for the prophecy. My heart is ready. My mind is ready. Tonight, I'm ready to receive from God. Now listen, if you are really, really ready, jump to your feet as you welcome our prophet, the bishop. Come on, give the Lord a shout of praise.
Today, nothing is impossible to those who believe and say,
I believe God's word. I expect a miracle.
And I expect
a miracle
today.
For with God, nothing is impossible. It's not possible to be impossible. And with God, every promise shall come true, for we know
surely
Lift up your hand, everybody. I expect a miracle.
I expect a miracle today.
Nothing is impossible.
To those who believe and say, I believe God's word is still the same.
I expect a miracle.
I expect a miracle today.
Father, thank you for your blessing tonight. Guide us by your mighty power. Heal every sick person. Restore every destiny. Restore our lives to your original plan and your original intention. Thank you for peace that is declared over every life. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord a shout and you may be seated. Well, I'm excited to be here. And to enjoy 31st atmosphere for the first time on the car park together. That is beautiful. Now, this is a prelude to many crusades we are going to have on this car park. Hallelujah. So, I really wanted to test the feeling that we have out here for some of the crusades that we are going to be having. Kodesh Crusades. Hallelujah. Healing Jesus Crusades. What a blessing. So I want everyone who is standing to just stay where you are, because I'm going to be preaching for just a short time, but I need you to stay where you are and just listen to what I believe the Lord is saying to all of us today. Amen. So my message is stay connected and prosper. And next year is a year of good things. We are declaring 2018 a year of good things. Hallelujah. So as we step into 2018, you are going to step into good things of your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, this is a very important and prophetic message, and I want you to just listen. Stay connected to the head of the church, which is Christ, to the head and to every other part, and be nourished. All right, Ephesians 4:15 says, speak the truth in love. All right, from which the whole body, joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working, makes increase of the body unto the edifying of itself. So what the Bible is saying is that we should stay connected so that we are nourished by every joint and every section. Once you get disconnected, that part of your body dies because the blood supply is cut off. So if you are disconnected in any way, it causes you to wither. So my experience is that missionaries, churches, pastors, and members who are disconnected are not nourished and don't increase as they should increase. You know, one day when I was in the hospital, Polibu, working there, the professor called me to come and look at something. And when I went, there was a man who was lying naked on the couch. I didn't know what was special, but he said I should touch the man's leg. When I touched, one was normal, warm, and the other one was cold.
And I said, one is cold. So I said, what is this? I didn't know. And he told me, he said, the man's leg is dead. We have to cut it off because he had an accident and something hit the leg. And the blood that goes into your leg was disconnected, but the skin wasn't cut. Do you understand? So the blood that was going there was cut off. And they didn't know. So the leg died. Yeah. It's not a story. It's what I saw. So once you get disconnected, that part dies. Now you are part of a ministry that has so many things. Yes. Many prophetic, you see, few are chosen. Few people are really chosen by God. Is it not in the Bible? Few are chosen. And many people are connected to the few that are chosen. Yes. That is even with money. Few people ever really prosper to a certain level. And then many are connected to one very prosperous person. That's how this world is. If you like, look and see. So when you don't understand that, you get yourself disconnected from what God wants you to be connected to. So the Bible says we should be compacted so that everything that every joint is supposed to supply, supplies come there. Now, there is no need for you to be part of such a ministry and not experience all the good things that are here. This used to be our headquarters. People cannot even finish building one church. Yes. People cannot even finish building one church. We were at Collegono, and I used to say, we are going to a new church. There will be a bell. Do you remember? Some of you have forgotten. I used to say there will be a bell. When we are having weddings and other things, we will ring the bell. Has it not happened? Yes. So, what I'm saying is, to be blessed in a certain way, and to even enjoy the blessings that come from being connected to something that is chosen by God, don't make the mistake of letting yourself be cut off. So we must be connected. That is why I can walk in here. I don't need any protocol to be here because it's my church. It's one church. It's the same church. Hallelujah. Number two, stay connected to the wisdom, to the head. You must stay connected to the head. You must be connected to the head. And when he says the head, you see, what are the things that come from the head? Now, all of us are to be connected to the head of the church, which is Christ. And in every local group, there is a head. Now, in this United Denominations, Kodesh Family Churches, Lighthouse, whatever, UD, I am the head and the leader, the visionary. I'm the one that God has anointed to be here. If he didn't want me to be here, I wouldn't be here. God doesn't take 5 minutes to remove somebody. He just breathed, you are gone. Don't talk again, and it's finished. So once God has anointed me to be here, it's very important that you are connected, especially to the head. Why? Why? When your head, you are disconnected and there is no head, and you are having head failure, brain failure, then it means that you are not connected to the wisdom that is in the head. And you have to accept the wisdom that comes from this house, from the head. Now, the wisdom that God has given me, the wisdom that God has given me for all of us, is the wisdom of Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added. If you are very connected, you will tap into this wisdom and believe in it. It's the master secret for the blessing of all of us. That is the wisdom that is in the head. Many pastors and churches don't say that Matthew 6:33 is the master secret for prosperity. But here, that is our master secret. So if you are part of us, you must decide to learn to be very connected to what is going on here. And it is a master secret for prosperity. Bishop Saki is coming from the Kadesh, which is another completed edifice. I'm coming from First Love Church. Bishop Eddie is coming from the Kadesh, another completed headquarters. Series of headquarters. Yes, that's the wisdom. And that's the prosperity without debts. Matthew 6:33. If you are part of this, you see, and you are following closely, you would receive that wisdom and you will not be in debt. Yes. This building was completed some years ago without owing anybody. And yours too, your personal house, your personal business, your personal work, you will not be owing money and having fake prosperity. Hallelujah. Stay connected. If you don't stay connected, then you are not following the wisdom and you are disconnected. So the wisdom, the decisions of the head, you must believe in it. If you are here, believe in what we are doing. Otherwise, you are disconnected and you don't benefit. I feel sad looking at people who have not experienced the prosperity and the blessing that is here. It is evident. What again do you need to prove it? We said there would be a bell. Is there not a bell? We said there would be a camel. Was there a camel or there wasn't a camel? I'm asking, was there a camel here? Was there not a camel walking around here or not? Huh? We said there would be a second car park. Are you there on the second car park or you are not there? Yes. Hallelujah. Number three, you must stay connected to the vision, to the head, by being connected to the vision of the head. You see, when you are connected, what is in the head? The head has the wisdom. The head has the eyes. So the eyes are seeing certain things. And you must be connected to the vision. If you stay in this church and you are part of this body, but you are not connected to the vision, to the eyes, because the head has the eyes. The head can see. The people today who you have as bishops. I was telling Bishop Johnny the other day, I told him, if I had not made you a bishop, you would still be a choir leader. Here, he was a choir leader of, is it Tulips or Roses or? Tulips. What are you people called now? Bouquet. Yes. When God opens my eyes to see in somebody a gift, you have to believe in that gift. If I have seen in somebody that Bishop Okomensa is a bishop, and God has given me those eyes to see, it's your duty to accept it. Otherwise, you are disconnected. Because what the eye has seen and the vision that has come to the head You are saying, no, it is not there. Many of the people who you see as great men of God, take somebody like Bishop Ogo. He was a medical student when I made him a pastor. He was a student. He was doing surgery and medicine. I made him a pastor at Matahiko. That's the eye God gave me. Bishop Sam, who is in Tema. I saw he was our follow-up director. I saw, that's my eye. That's the vision of the head. Is that the people who you may see as small, small boys, that I see that this one is a bishop. This one is a man of God. This one, he can do something more. Your duty is to flow with it and accept it and believe in it and embrace it. And not only the things that you agree with. When I was doing crusades, somebody made a comment that why do you need to go to all those places? When we were building this church, somebody made a comment, why do you have to build all these churches? Today is the building of all these different churches that is even what identifies who we are. If I hadn't built all those churches, and I built it before we built this one. You can't be here and despise the decisions and the vision of the head. Otherwise, you are not only disconnected, but you are against your own head. And let me tell you something. Life comes from the head. It is only when your brain is declared dead that you are dead. Life really comes from the head. That is why that prime minister in Israel, Ariel Sharon, he was kept alive for so many years. Because the brain was still alive. The body wasn't working, but the brain was still alive. He was not declared dead until the brain was dead. When a man has a stroke and half of the body is not working, it's because the side of the brain is disconnected. You are disconnected. That part of the brain is not working. It's disconnected from the body. It has no instructions coming from here. So the arms and the legs just lie there. So where you have people who are against the decisions and the visions of the head, they form a type of spiritual stroke. Yes. And they wither. And that arm and that leg, that section of the body withers. Because you are in opposition to the brain. And you no longer receive instructions. You no longer receive directions. You no longer receive visions. You no longer receive information and directions and instructions from the head. Because you consider the head, you yourself as good as the head. If God has touched my heart to have a crusade in Zambia, you have no right to question me, why am I wasting money in Zambia to do a crusade? Who are you? If God has anointed me to go to Mozambique and preach there, who are you to ask me why I'm going to Mozambique to preach there? If God has anointed me to plant churches and to plant QFC church in Cotonou or in Lagos or anywhere, who are you to question me and to question the church and to question the vision and the understanding of what we are doing? Where were you when Okobo Tedoku was a singer? Where were you when he was a singer here? When I saw him and I said, come here, you are my man. Where were you? Who are you to question the very decisions that have made you what you are? What do you mean? When those decisions were being taken, where were you? People that you don't know are raised up and anointed, introduced, consecrated. Where were you when those decisions were being taken? If God has anointed me to take decisions to build more churches, to do crusades, to evangelize, my friend, let me tell you, if you are part of this, don't disconnect yourself from the head. Otherwise, you have yourself to blame. You will wither and you will disappear and you will never be found anymore. You have a spiritual stroke. Remember that it's the head which has the eyes. And the head has the eyes to see. And to see far. My arm, my hand is not seeing those people standing at the back there. It is my head and my eyes that are seeing there. Listen. Let God minister to you. Stay connected and prosper. Otherwise, you have yourself to blame. Sometimes I look at people. You know, one time I was advising somebody. I said, look, don't borrow money. But they don't believe me. So why? What do you know about business? If our church was a business, we are one of the most successful business, if it was a business, multinational organization in almost 100 countries, not owing people, with so many employees in so many countries and assets. They mock me when I say, you can do your business without whatever. Despise me. Keep despising. Look at us here. When the end of this month comes, there's nobody to pay. There's no one. There's not even a car. There's not even a car to go to maybe Toyota or here, go and make payment. There's nothing. Yes, that's the reality. Keep mocking and keep laughing at the vision that God gives your head. This will happen even in Winners Chapel. You see Bishop Oyedepo, very proper, built universities with cash. He was preaching once, I was surprised. He said, people ask him that, what does he know about business? He said, he looked at them, he said, all these fake businesses, fake prosperity, they have nothing. It's just a big show. But there's nothing to it. And you see building things without owing anybody. And the topmost biggest businessmen in the world, they don't owe money. They laugh at people as they are borrowing money, all this fake prosperity. A car that you are paying for every month, house you are paying for, television you are paying, everything, you don't really own it. In the day of Christ, they'll come for all. Jesus answered and said, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona. You are Peter. And upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus chose Peter. Who are you to question him? Do you know how old Peter was? Jesus was 30 years old when he began to minister. That means his disciples must have been around his age or younger. We all know that John was very young, about 16 years old. He's anointing apostles who are 23 years old. Anointing men of God. Said, this one is a man of God. This one is an apostle. You can't tell Jesus who to appoint. You can't tell Jesus. You can't dare. Who are you appointing? Jesus is appointing children as apostles for the whole world. Children. And you are now asking why? Are you Jesus? Do you have the right? You don't. He said, I say your name is Peter. You are a rock. I'll build on you. Finish. That's all. Stay connected to the prophet that God has for you. Amos 3:7. Surely, the Lord God will do nothing, but he reveals his secret to his servant, the prophet. God has anointed me as a prophet for this church. Why? Because the church is built on the foundation of apostles and prophets. It's apostles and prophets who build churches. So as God has anointed me as the head, as an apostle and a prophet, to lay a foundation for a church which will be here long after we are gone. You must recognize that God doesn't do anything unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. So I am saying this so that all of us will flow with whatever vision they have. When you see me sending somebody and say, you go here, you must say, it's happening again, oh. It's happening again, oh. The miracle is happening again. The blessing is happening again. The eyes are seeing again. The eyes are seeing again. God is doing it again. That's all you must be saying. Yes, the prosperity is happening. Yes. Practically. Practically. And rather learn from what I'm doing. You see people doing their business, they'll stay one business. You are doing communication center. You have made all your investment in communication center in Dansoman or wherever for years. Now, instead of doing something else or moving on, you stay in one communication center. Today, who uses communication center? Do they even exist? Space to space is what? Space to space. And then internet cafes. Is it still working? So you see, fax machine. You are a fax machine dealer. Now nobody is buying fax machines again. So when you see the church, which is not a business, moving to plant a foot in Abidjan, plant a foot in Mali, plant a foot here, you must rather sit back and say, hey, the thing is happening again. Oh, something wonderful is happening. And I have to learn something from it. Yes. Learn. Rather learn. Rather learn. What a blessing. Rather learn from it. Instead of investing all your life in communication center, you see that this man has seen something. Yes. Something wonderful. And it's happening. My bishops, I called them. I called Bishop Intefo. I took him outside Accra. I showed him a land. I said, this is a good land. Come here from Kolegono. It's better than Kolegono. He said, this place is far. I said, you wait. It's not far. It's not far. It's not far. The eyes are seeing. I said, the eyes are seeing. Yes. I called Bishop Sam. I said, brother, you are 50 years old. Leave this Tema place and go. I'll show you a fireplace on the way to Lome. You can find it, build a church here. He said, will people come? I'm afraid. I said, don't be afraid. They will come here. And he's there. It's working. How many want to be connected to the head and to be prospering as the eyes are seeing? Learn about it in your life and your own business. Yes. Allow yourself to be open and rather learn and admire. Admire. Admire and learn something. Let it be a blessing to you. Amen. Hosea chapter 12, verse 13. And by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. As we enter 2018, and you stay connected to the prophet, whatever represents Egypt, you are coming out of it. Now, you see, people don't know that the blessing is in serving God. All the things which have caught your leg, the snakes, the dragons, the impossible situations which are not changing, the master key to deliverance is serving God. That's why God told Moses, told Pharaoh, said, let my people go that they may serve me. Serving God is the reason for your deliverance from devils and bondages and difficulties. Serving God. Say, let my people go so that they will serve me. When you serve him, you'll be free from Pharaoh. Serving God is the reason why you can be free from Pharaoh. And God wants you so badly to be free from Pharaoh that he says, if you don't let my son go, that he should serve me, I'll kill your son. So that my son can be free and my son can serve me. If you like, don't let myself out. God is, you see, serving God is the reason, is the legal reason why you should be free from every curse and every wickedness that is working in your life. Serving God. Let my people go. You can't serve two masters. Jesus said, you cannot serve God or mammon. That means you can't serve your enemy. You can't serve God at the same time. If you choose to serve God, it means you disconnect from your enemy. Once you choose to serve God, it forces you to be disconnected from your enemy. The day I chose to serve God, I got disconnected from so many things, including poverty and debt. Because you can't serve two things. You can't serve money and God. You can't serve your enemy and God. If you serve God, your enemy cannot be the one. You can't serve him. You can't serve two. You can't have two as you are serving. If you are serving God, you can't serve the enemy. You are free from the enemy. You cannot serve the enemy. You can't serve devil. You can't serve witches. You can't serve anything once you are serving God. So when you choose to serve God, it means you have to be free. You can't serve two gods. That's why God says, serve me. And that's the wisdom God has given me. Not any special thing. Serve the Lord. Hallelujah. By a prophet. God brought them out. And God has brought us by a prophet to this place. And this is just a symbol. You see how you are under trees? You see, it's a sign. You see, God said, go to the potter's house. I'll show you something. As I see you here, I see a canopy and a covering. I see a garden. And I see God's comfort being given to you. And you are coming out of all types of Egypt and entering into your promised land by the covering and the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Stamp on the ground. It's a holy ground. It's a holy ground. It's a blessed ground. This is a blessed ministry. There is a blessing here. God is here. God is with us. God is moving here. Partake of it. When you go home, you are going home with a part of the ministry. Hallelujah. And finally, stay in your place and prosper. Joel chapter 2. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm. Hallelujah. Verse 7. They shall run like mighty men. This is a prophecy. Kalama shaka bayanda la baba. You are going to run like mighty men at the Kodesh. I see mighty men. Now you see some of our pastors, you are going to see lay pastors. You see, God gives me the eye to see people. You are going to see some of our lay pastors. You even think they are bishops. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. You'll be surprised. You see, somebody asked me when I came full time. I said, I've been full time since I was in school. Yes. When I was in secondary school, I was in full-time ministry. I don't know the difference between secondary school and today. It's all about loving God and serving God. Hallelujah. They shall run like mighty men. I prophesy you are going to be called a mighty man in 2018. They shall climb the wall like men of war. Whatever represents a type of barrier before this ministry, we are declared to climb over it in the name of Jesus. They shall march everyone on his own ways, and they shall not break their ranks. Neither shall they thrust one another. I want to read it from the Message Bible. It says, the invaders, they climb barricades. You are going to climb every barricade. It says, nothing stops them. Each soldier does what he is told. So disciplined and so determined. So as I leave you here at the Kodesh to look after the children that you are giving birth to, I leave you here to be disciplined and to follow instructions and do what you are told to do. Don't form clubs and parties here. Don't go say, I'm, as for me, I belong to this bishop. As for me, I'm third service. As for me, I'm second service. As for me, I am this. You are nothing. Where did you learn that from? Have you seen us doing that before? Nonsense. Where do you learn something like this from? I've been here with Bishop Saki and Bishop Eddie for more than 25 years. Have you seen us say, as for me, I'm Bishop Saki. As for me, I'm Bishop Eddie. As for me, I'm this. Listen. Each soldier does what he's told. So disciplined. So determined. Each one knows his job and does it. Undaunted and fearless, unswerving, unstoppable. They storm the city. They swarm its defenses. They loot the house. They break down the door, smash windows. They arrive like an earthquake. And they sweep like a tornado. God himself bellows in thunder as he commands his forces. Look at the size of that army and the strength of those who obey him. Stay in your place. The Bible says they don't break rank. They stay in their position. Where you are put, you stay. So as we are leaving you at the Kodesh, when I was going to First Love Church, I asked, people said, no, don't come. We are building here, we are building there. It's the same church. Yes, I don't need invitation or permission. I just, I'm coming here. I brought the stage. I said, put the stage here. I came here yesterday. I said, cut down this tree. Cut this, open here. It's my church. It's the same church. So as I leave you here, I want you to be disciplined. Look at all the souls that are here. There are so many souls and so much work to be done. You think Ghana is a Christian nation. So many people need to be saved. So much work needs to be done. Whoever is here, if I put you here, if I put a bishop, I'm going to introduce some new bishops. If I introduce a bishop here, say, the person should be here. You are supposed to stay in your place. Your place is not to advise me who to come here. Your place is not to tell me who's supposed to be here. When did you become my advisor? All these years you've been advising me. I don't understand how you suddenly become my advisor. All these years I've been your pastor. How come now you are now my counselor and my advisor? It's fantastic. Since when do you know what to... Where do you know Eddie Fabian from? Bishop Fabian was our pastor at... what is this place? Abeka. I brought him here. Did you know him? You don't know him from anywhere. How come you didn't advise me what to do in those days? Now you are now an advisor. Indeed. Stay in your place. I said stay in your place. Look, we are building a church. We are very serious here. If you have other visions, please. It will not work here. Let's be serious. Tell somebody, let's be serious. We are building churches. We are winning souls. That is the vision that we have. That's the wisdom that we have. Jeremiah 17, verse 7. These are prophetic verses to end your blessings. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Wow. In whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted. You see, permanent, planted by the waters. As God has planted you right here at the Kodesh, you must be proper. You can't just be visiting churches. Are you Lucifer? Going to and fro. When God saw him, he said, where have you been? He said, I've been going to and fro. Where are you going? Those that are planted, not moving, not mobile, planted. Blessed is the man that trusted, in whom hope the Lord is. He shall be as a tree planted by the water. Listen to the blessing of being planted. That spreadeth out her roots by the river. You are going to spread. You see, as we are spreading. You will also be spreading. Your business will be spreading. Your work will be spreading. Your influence will be spreading. Your interest will be spreading. All over you'll be spreading. Receive the grace to spread in the name of Jesus. Look at it. He shall not see when heat cometh. Yes. When there is heat, trouble, people will be saying, Chale, away! Sane bae. You will be asking, which Sane has come? We say, you will not know it when heat comes. You don't know about it. You don't know about it. Why? Because you are planted. You are planted and spreading. You are rather spreading deeper and wider. You will not know when heat cometh. Hey. But her leaf shall be green. That means fresh. When you see something is green, say, oh, fresh. Oh, why fresh, pa? Have you ever eaten salad leaves that are brown? The salad has become brown leaves. Fresh green always means fresh. You will be when you are planted, you will be 60 years old. People will say, they will propose to you, and after they will ask you, how old are you? Before you say, oh, you are my mother. As a mother, you are my mother. I have proposed to you. I proposed to my mother. Receive freshness all through your life. When you are planted, you are always green, green. People think you are very young. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. You will not be taking Viagra at the age of 45. You are taking Viagra. Kabashakabakabayandala. 40 years old, you are having joint pains. The Bible says, her leaf shall be green. Receive everlasting freshness. Yes. And he shall not be careful in the year of drought. Yes. You shall not be careful. When things are dry. Hey, Charlie, don't spend. Be careful. It's the same to me. You don't notice it. In the year of drought, you don't even take any special precautions because your prosperity is far beyond. You see, if there's even no money in town and maybe you don't have money even to give offerings, even if you don't give offerings, we don't care. We are not careful because we don't know anybody. There's nobody to pay. You're not careful even. Because you know, you see people say, there's no money in the system. Charlie, there's no money in the system. Charlie, the place is trial. We are waiting for elections. But you see, when you are planted, a time will come when people are saying there's no money in the system. You even be quiet because you are ashamed to say that, I haven't noticed that there is no money in the system. In my case, there is money in the system. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And then finally, it says, neither shall cease from yielding fruits. You'll never stop bearing fruits. I say you'll never stop bearing fruits all the days of your life. You'll be like a woman, 55, still you are giving birth. 49, you are giving birth. It's like, hey, one woman, how many years will you be giving birth? God is blessing us at the Kodesh. Yes. When I met Bishop Saki and Bishop Eddie, we were in our, either we were teenagers, or just about 20 years old. We have been bearing fruit, building churches. We discussed, Charlie, let's build a church. He said, Charlie, let's do it. Then Bishop Saki said, what about if it doesn't work? We should go out of town to start. So that's the Kodesh that we are doing out of town now. Yes. You see, we are still discussing every day, because when you are planted, you are always yielding fruit. Always. Bishop Saki is almost going to be 60 years old. He's still bearing fruit. Yes.
Hey.
Turn to your nearest neighbor and say, Charlie, you fine. Oh, you will always be fresh. You will always be green. You will always be bearing fruit. Receive it in the name of Jesus. So, stay connected. I said, stay connected and prosper. In the year 2018, stay connected and prosper. Stay connected to the wisdom. Stay connected to the head. Stay connected and be nourished. Stay connected to the vision. The vision of building churches and winning souls, having crusades, doing the work of God. Stay in your place. Don't become a counselor and an advisor when you are not supposed to be a counselor and an advisor. Stay in your position. And do what you are supposed to do as a lay person. If you are supposed to receive somebody, receive the person. If you are supposed to go somewhere, go there. Whatever you are supposed to do, just do it. Stay in your place. And these are the blessings. You will not care in the day of drought. You will not be careful. When there is heat, you will not say, I don't feel any heat. Charlie, things are hot. You will not feel it. You will be spreading. You will be spreading. You will be spreading. You will always be green. You will always be bearing fruit. This is the blessing of the Lord. Stand to your feet and receive this great blessing over your life. Lift your hands. Father, thank you. As we cross 2017, every step, you are stepping into good things in the year 2018. Every step you take from tonight, you are stepping away from your enemies. Whatever has bound you in the year 2017, you are delivered from it as you serve God in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare you to be a spreading tree, a planted tree, a prosperous tree. I command and declare over your life that you shall be called a mighty man, a blessed daughter, a blessed son, a blessed man of God, a child of God who knows no defeat. When heat comes, you will not notice. When there is drought, you will not be affected. You will always be green, a green evergreen tree. God is blessing you. Lift your hand and receive it now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for this great blessing. We give you praise and we give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And now, may the Lord remember you in 2018. It seems the Lord forgot about certain things in your life. May your prayers be answered in 2018. Whatever God seemed to have forgotten about, may He remember you in the year 2018. I decree it, I declare it, I prophesy your great and blessing of all areas and departments of your life. Receive good things. Receive nice things. Receive a lifetime of good things in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And everybody shouted, amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. Bishop Saki is going to the Kadesh. And I'm going to the first love to the children. Should I go or I shouldn't go? I shouldn't go. I should go. Are you not staying in your place? You are an evergreen tree. The Lord remember you. I tell you, 2018 is a year of good things for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a shout of praise.